folks, just one last reminder. If you have not done so yet, be sure to leave a thank you for Laura, who has taken care of us tonight. And let's have a hand for everybody that's helped us here at Main Streets. And next, I accused him of being this once before, and it confused him, but he knows what it means now. This is our penultimate performer of the night, Rich Eilbert. And he is another songmeister, and he is a prolific songwriter and performer. And so I'm sure he's got another one of his for us tonight.
Let's hope I have not penned my ultimate song.
That's right. There we go. Our ultimate will be John Roberts, who is waiting in the wings, I'm sure. But penultimately ours is Rich Eilbert. Let's give him a hand.
So I'm doing I want to do this song because time is running out, and it's a song about a guy on death row now, who's his name is Richard Glossop, and I've been following his case. It's one that's been picked up by Helen Prejean, the woman who wrote The Dead Man Walking. And as I've looked into this case, it's pretty bogus, pretty flimsy. I don't know why this guy is possibly sentenced to death. Basically, the only evidence against him is the person who actually committed the murder turned state's evidence and ratted this guy out. So now I'll skip the story, but you can read about it. Richard Glossop. Richie ran a motel for a small-time owner, a low-budget joint in Oklahoma, in a greasy part of town where the all-night girls hang out. Justin was a kid his family abandoned. Richie gave him work as a handyman and a room at the motel and some fatherly advice as well. One cold winter night, the owner stopped by, asking lots of questions, wondering why so many rooms were left unfilled. Was Richie shorting the till? You can pick up the paper or watch it on the news. Justin committed the murder, but Richie was the man accused. Now he sits on death row. But there's more than a shadow of doubt, convicted on a pack of lies. Don't let an innocent man die. Don't let an innocent man die. That night Richie and Justin were playing Nintendo. Richie told the kid to put an end to snorting crystal meth. It was messing up his head. Police next day found the owner dead, bludgeoned by a bat in his hotel bed, and Justin had fled the scene. Richie tried to cover for him. You can pick up the paper or watch it on the news. Justin committed the murder, but Richie was the man accused. Now he sits on death row. But there's more than a shadow of doubt, convicted on a pack of lies. Don't let an innocent man die. Don't let an innocent man die. Soon the cops caught Justin on a spending spree. They booked him for murder in the first degree. Said if you rat out Richie tonight, we'll commute your sentence to life. And the kid cut the deal, Richie went down, and his court-appointed lawyer was a circus clown. No one questioned the cops. The DA added one more notch. You can pick up the paper or watch it on the news. Richie committed the murder, that's Justin. Richie was the man accused, now he sits on death row. But there's more than a shadow of doubt, convicted on a pack of lies. Don't let an innocent man die. And can I just add, make a suggestion that you can sign a petition. 250,000 people have signed this petition, and you know, you can get some more information at RichardGlossop.com. This is just like a travesty of justice, and it's amazing that this case could possibly go this far. All right, thanks, folks.
Thank you, Richard. Wow, another great song tonight. Boy, all these songwriters have come up and just wowed us.